This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. Liberals versus conservatives, Republicans versus Democrats. The divide in American politics is growing ever wider. A Pew Research study this year shows the gap is bigger now than it's been in the last two decades. And for one set of North Carolina brothers, the divide is personal. Dallas Woodhouse led the North Carolina chapter of the Koch-funded Americans for Prosperity. He now leads the conservative group Carolina Rising. His brother Brad is on the other end of the political spectrum. He served as communications director for the Democratic Party and now runs two progressive advocacy organizations, Americans United for Change and American Bridge. A new film documents the bickering, the arguing, and the love between these two brothers. It screens tonight at Cary Theater, and filmmaker Brian Miller joins us now. Brian, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank, for having me.
Tell us about the Woodhouse brothers. Give us a little bit of the background. Who are they?
Brad Woodhouse was the DNC communications director, and Dallas Woodhouse is the AFP state director. But both of them have different jobs now, but at the time, that's what they were doing.
AFP, Americans for Prosperity, we know, a very conservative group, and of course, Democratic Party considers itself a liberal group. So here they are, they're brothers. How did you find them?
I used to work with Dallas at WLFL back in 2003. We worked together for about 3 years.
Was it TV?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I thought he was a huge personality. At first, this guy had like a bullhorn for a voice. I thought he was crazy. And in the movie, he says, either going to love me or hate me. And it's sort of the latter, but after 3 months, I realized this guy has a huge heart. He's a really good person, and I became really good friends with him.
So his politics are on his sleeve. You know all about it.
Right.
So then how'd you find out about Brad?
Summer 2009, they were on CNN, kind of going back and forth, and I thought this would be a perfect film to do, a documentary, to sort of get the inside focus, because they tagged out with, "I'd love to see Thanksgiving," and I'm like, wow, I can film Thanksgiving.
You did. That was my first thought, and you did. And we had a little clip of that earlier where they're just – in fact, I think at one point Dallas just kind of slaps Brad's hand down. They do argue, and you also have a really nice clip where you caught them at a rally for and against the Affordable Care Act. Brad's the winner in this one, but they both brought people from North Carolina to Washington to at once either protest or support the president for the Affordable Care Act.
Did you see our event on TV?
I saw it. Well, you had a couple hundred people?
No, we had 10,000 people.
That is crap.
Well, first of all, I brought...
You're always inflated.
First of all, I mean, I brought four...
You brought four half-empty buses.
No, I didn't. I brought 400 people. I can account for 400 people that came up here. I brought 9 buses.
So... You're saying that you brought 400 people. That means there are 9,600 people that came from somewhere else.
Well, I mean, they brought.
Whatever, you know.
Doesn't matter. You don't
care. It doesn't matter.
You won. You gonna pop the champagne tonight?
No, we haven't won yet. We will win.
So, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm staying until Thursday.
Yeah, I have meetings, and then I'm coming over for dinner tomorrow night. What are you gonna make? I want some good. I want some steaks and some lobster. Or we can go out, right?
No, I got the kids tomorrow night.
Patience first, my. That's the insurance companies first.
The insurance companies are with you guys.
They are not with. Are you on crack?
It depends on
you
what deal.
They're running ads against Harry Reid and Byron Dorgan.
It depends on what.
I mean, that's the funny thing. If you had 10,000 people over here today, you know, you should tell them the truth.
They are all shills for the insurance company was the last couple of words there. So they didn't stay on the menu very long, did they? Yeah. So tell us about – and what about their parents? Did they come from a highly charged political family?
They did. Their parents – their dad was very political and their mom as well. And they got married and the reception was in the governor's mansion. So the politics was huge. Their dad actually wasn't Republican or Democrat. He sort of followed who he thought was the best man. And so I think that's where the sort of the divide happened. I mean, their house wasn't Democrat. It wasn't Republican. It was sort of both.
Yeah, he did. And he supported Jesse Helms, but he also supported a Democratic governor. So there they are. So politics is important, but the party didn't much matter. And in terms of mom, she features heavily in this as well. Let's listen to this clip.
The president's been the last person to propose a government takeover of health care. He said we need to build on the current system. So, you know, look,
what
I'm proud of my brother.
What about cutting hundreds of billions of dollars out of Medicare? Hundreds of billions of dollars out of Medicare without denying sick and old people treatments. You know, your mama's on Medicare, Brad. Your mama.
Dallas, that's just not, first of all, that's just not true. That's not what the president.
It makes me extremely nervous because I never know what they're going to say. Sometimes I would just prefer that they don't talk about their mother when they're on TV.
Mom will ham it up. She'll say what she's always said, that, you know, she rocked us in the same rocker, if I see that quote anymore.
I know the funny thing she always likes to say is we were rocked in the same rocker.
I always say I rocked them in the same rocker. And I was going to try not to say that again because I've told so many newspaper people now I rocked them in the same rocker and took them to the same church and did basically all the same things with them.
And she doesn't like to see us fight.
You know, she's demanding and tough, rides us pretty hard if she thinks we're not doing something right.
As they were growing up and we would go somewhere, we usually had a van and my husband had a TV in there with a VCR. And he would play tapes on presidents like Roosevelt, Nixon, Kennedy, Johnson, just historical tapes. At first they complained about, oh, we're gonna have to listen to something rich in history. But then they got till they really enjoyed it.
There's a clip from Brian Miller's film, Woodhouse Divided, screens tonight at the Cary Theater at 7 o'clock. Did you get any sense of their mom's politics?
I think she leans left, but she doesn't really say. But Dallas and Brad both agree that she leans left.
Yeah,
right
and,
now.
And what about similarities between the two? Where do they have stuff in common?
They're both great family men. They both have two kids, similar ages, and they're both huge NC State Wolfpack fans. They I think they go at least one football game a year together down in Raleigh. And they're very similar. Except the politics.
Well, but I guess you could almost say that their passion for politics is
right.
Another issue that links them. Let's listen to this clip.
It's not personal, but you know, I would have had no problem with my brother being out of work because Obama lost, because I think it's right for the country. He'll get another job. He's very good at what he does. You know, I mean, you know, I'm much more concerned about what Obama is doing to the country than I was then than I am now.
Woodhouse Divided is the name of the film. Brian Miller is the filmmaker. Screens tonight in Cary at the Cary Theater. Well, what do they think about doing this film?
They like it. They both thought it was well done at the end. And I'm not sure what they were really thinking it was the turnout was going to be, but they seem to like it. I think some of the clips there, not excited their mom's going to see them tonight, but...
Well, you've already screened this in Washington, D.C., right?
Yes, sir.
And they were both in the audience. How'd that go?
Interesting. Every now and then Dallas would pipe up with some comment during the film. It made it a little more interactive film watching, but it was great.
He was heckling?
This yeah, great. Heckling Brad. Because it was – majority of the theater were from Brad's people from the DNC, so it was fun. Dallas was enjoying heckling Brad.
Was there anything that you determined or figured out about the political process in seeing these two brothers? I mean, in a way, we could, if we wanted to, look at this as a microcosm of a nation divided brother against brother in a way that we haven't seen in a long time in this country. Did you have any insights or thoughts about the political process through the making of this film?
Political process is divided. I mean, I think with social media and even Brad in the film says that they might be part of the problem with this polarization going on. And I tend to agree. I think there is too much money in political ads, and that's where Dallas disagrees with me. But there is a division, and the overarching theme of the film is, does this division of the political division destroy our country?
I mean, it is an interesting point because they're passionate clearly about the ideals behind their politics, and yet both of them actually have made it an industry. You can make a living, and that does change the equation. When you can make a living on your ideology, you know, it's hard to declare a victory because once that happens, you're out of work, right?
Right.
Part of the thing. So what about you as a filmmaker? Was it hard? I mean, I won't ask you your political – well, I will. I'll ask you your political views and then sort of how you screen for that when you're making a film.
I definitely lean left. I'm a Democrat, but this was straight down the middle. I didn't pick a side. It was a very difficult process making the film. I had a full-time job, part-time side business doing video work. I had an infant daughter. I coached my son's soccer team. So it wasn't the best time to do it, but I definitely don't regret it. It was a great experience.
And Dallas has seen it, and he doesn't think you've gone too far, that you've pushed the film in one direction or another.
No, I think he really enjoys it.
That's great. Well, it screens tonight. Brian Miller is the creator of the film, Woodhouse Divided. Screens tonight, 7 o'clock, Cary Theater. Thanks, Brian.
Oh, thank you so much, Frank.
On the state of things just ahead, bureaucracy meets performance art at Cam Raleigh. We'll talk with the artist on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.